That is the question, isn't it? Jerry Bado Show 921. Would Danica Patrick still be where she is with the success or lack thereof that she's had? Were she a guy? I think the answer is no. I think it is affirmative action in racing. But I'll admit, I'm not informed enough about the nuances of race to speak intelligently on that. But from afar, that is the way it looks to me. Now, there are those who debate whether I can speak intelligently on political strategy. Sometimes I get it right, sometimes I get it wrong. I am still among those who think Hillary Clinton is not running for president. I concede she still might. I think today her thinking is she's not running. And I think a lot of the excitement being generated about a potential run is possibly subterfuge. To get Republicans so obsessed with defeating Hillary Clinton that they start dedicating strategy time and resources to her, and then poof, she's gone. That's what I think. I could be wrong. And I admit that while I believe as of today, which I've been saying for 6 months now, she's not running, there's going to be intense pressure for her to run, and we won't know until after the first of the next year anyway, 2015. I'm not going to be terribly critical here. I want to talk about the Walker administration response to the email dump, some 25,000 documents from the concluded John Doe probe. Now, it's clear the strategy was, look, this is the product, these emails, whatever they may contain, are the product of a concluded investigation. And I, Governor Walker, wasn't charged with anything. So I'm just going to say, move along, citizens, nothing to see here. Move along, citizens, nothing to see here. Democrats and the media, as if they weren't one and the same, Democrats and the media have gone off the deep end on this as if they are entirely new. I understand they're new to the public. I understand they are new to the media. I get that. But they are being misrepresented by those in the media as stuff that could lead to charges to an unsuspecting public. And what's happening is liberals and their friends in the media are hoping they find something prosecutors didn't. That's laughable because the prosecutors involved here are on a witch hunt, a fishing expedition, whatever you want to call it, trust me. If there was anything there, they would have found it. Now, the other thing that the left and the media are doing is, not so much the media, but the loony left, conflating this dump with the second John Doe probe to confuse the public and think, see, this is what they're investigating now. You are seeing that happen. Further, there are groups that are going to spend major dollars, not groups, but George Soros, billionaire liberal, is involved in efforts. Already you're seeing them pop up in Wisconsin to take out Walker and other reformist Republican governors. The AFL-CIO planning on spending some $300 million. So is Walker responding to this well? Let's start with this is just a snippet of an anti-Walker ad, and you're hearing these. You're going to be hearing more and more of these. They're mostly online right now, but as the election nears, you're going to see them on television a lot.
The investigation is getting closer to Governor Walker.
What did the president know, and when did he first know it?
What did Scott Walker know, and when did he know it?
Again, it gives the impression that the investigation is alive. Because of the Governor's Association meeting going on, Scott Walker represented Republicans on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, about a minute and a half. I want you to listen to this exchange when Wallace brings up this email dump.
The old news, and I want to point out again that there were no charges were brought against you, but because of this dump of 25,000 documents, it's new news to a lot of the people in the state, and it's been big news in local papers in Wisconsin. In one email that was released this week, your then chief of staff, Thomas Nardelli, and let's put this up on the screen, writes campaign and county workers that you wanted to hold daily conference calls, quote, to review events of the day or of a previous or future day so we can better coordinate sound, timely responses. And in another email, County Administrative Director Cynthia Archer suggests a colleague should use a private email account. I use this private account quite a bit to communicate with SKW, that's you, and Nardelli, the former chief of staff. Question, if county workers were doing nothing wrong, why should they be using a private email account?
Well, but that's exactly to my point. You had a Democratic district attorney spend almost 3 years looking at every single one of those communications, interviewing people, talking to people, and closed the case last March.
Did you know it was a private email account?
No, again, it's one of those where I point out the district attorney has reviewed every single one of these issues.
But, sir, you're not answering my question.
No, because I'm not going to get into 27,000 different pieces of information. The bottom line is a Democrat who led the district attorney's office looked at all this, decided not to charge anything other than the individuals you mentioned who are not who are people who had worked for the county in the past but don't work for me today. I think that's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Now, here's the way the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported on that exchange. Scott Walker on Fox News dodges question on secret emails. Investigation is old news, Governor says. Governor Scott Walker declined again Sunday to answer whether he knew of the existence of a secret email system, which, okay, do you know what we're talking about here? There's, by their definition, there's a secret email system in this studio right now. I can access my personal email if I wanted to on this computer that we use for the show, on my laptop over there, and on my iPad over there. Jason, you could do the same. So there are two private email systems. It's really all we're talking about here. I'm not going to be too critical, but I want to say a couple of things. I think the Walker, Team Walker, underestimated a little bit how salivatingly, if that's not a word it is now, how salivatingly the left was going to react to this and the media. Dan Bice has a piece today. Email suggests Governor Scott Walker may have known more than he let on. I'm not going to bother sharing Bice's piece, but you get the idea. They're going to, if they can't find something new in this, they're going to fabricate something new. Now, the suggestion that he should have held a news conference a la Chris Christie is idiotic. It's idiotic. Because this is closed. This does, however, tell you why 2.0 exists. The frustration that Chisholm and the others had, that there was nothing there. That's why 2.0 was started, in my opinion, and I think that's perfectly rational. Because it just was galling him. He couldn't stand it, that he wasn't going to get Walker, so he was going to try again. But there is a lot of material in here. And I understand that they weren't going to go through all 26,000, but I think they took this a bit lightly. And we'll see if the strategy that, you know what, this is all news and it'll just go away. We'll see if that works without any damage to his reelection prospects. By the way, I'm much more worried about that than I am any presidential aspirations. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.